This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. There are a lot of reasons someone might choose to pursue a vegan diet, from their health to the ethics of how we treat animals. But it can be a challenge, especially if you like eating in restaurants and live outside a major metropolitan area. That's where the Vegan Chef Challenge comes in. The idea comes from an advocacy group called Vegan Outreach, and it's meant to inspire local restaurants and chefs to create vegan dishes and ultimately improve the accessibility of vegan food options. A version of the competition happened in Champaign over the summer, and now one is underway in Springfield, Illinois. Joining us to talk more about this is Austin Simmons, an organizer of the Vegan Chef Challenge. Austin, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Listeners, you can join our conversation now for the next 15 minutes or so. 800-222-9455 is the number. How are the dining options for vegan or vegetarian even cuisine where you live? Are your local restaurants offering creative plant-based meals? Let us know. 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Austin, how did you get involved with Vegan Chef Challenge?
Yeah, good question. So I've been a local organizer here in Springfield, been vegan for about 8 years now, but really active the past couple years. And I was actually inspired by the Champaign Vegan Chef Challenge. The Vegan Chef Challenge itself has been organized by Vegan Outreach in over 20 cities across our country. And along with that too, six of them launched in October alongside us. So I'm very excited to play a part in that. The Chef Challenge inspires people to go out to restaurants and try new vegan options throughout the month. And they vote on them so we can tell chefs what people want to see long term.
Talk a little bit more about Vegan Outreach. How'd you get involved with that organization?
Yeah, so I did my local activism through Project Animal Freedom. We have a local chapter here in Springfield, along with some other chapters around the country. But the Champaign Chef Challenge really inspired me to work with Vegan Outreach and really bring this initiative that they have to Springfield. And they really liked what we're doing. So they actually brought me on board as a Chef Challenge organizer who's going to be organizing challenges all around Illinois.
And how does that process work? How are you just cold calling restaurants to get them to join? Are you putting ads online, or how do you make those connections?
Yeah, well, a little bit of everything, actually. I have a good team of fellow volunteers that have helped bring the Springfield Chef Challenge to where it is. Today, we got 19 restaurants, and that took us hand delivering 40 folders and really talking with the chefs one-on-one. And along with that, too, I've contacted well over 100 restaurants to inspire them to come and join the challenge. So it really is not only a large effort on my part, but our entire team is really helping that together.
What is the vegan dining scene like in Springfield? You said you've been vegan for 8 years now. Is it easy to go out to eat in town for you?
Yeah, well, thankfully it's easier than ever, but part of why I was inspired and really so passionate about vegan outreach is because it wasn't that case forever. When I joined, if you wanted vegan food, you had to go to an Asian restaurant and hope that the tofu was cooked without chicken broth. Today, there are more options at both fast food restaurants and local restaurants, but it wasn't until we started this challenge that's really picked up. I mean, we've seen at least a tripling of the vegan options available. 19 restaurants are joining. They're all adding new things to the menu. So it is easier than ever, but there is still a lot of growth that can be had too.
Talk about some of the restaurants that have joined up. Do you have any favorite dishes so far?
Oh man, I'm super excited about everything I've tried so far. I think I've personally made it to six. I really have liked Roots Latin Grill. They have a lot of both Latin dishes. They also have an Asian Thai spaghetti dish, which is really good. La Fiesta Chatham, we just did a TV interview with them. They have a really awesome Chile Reneo dish along with chicken tostadas that they offer. I also am excited about some of the dessert options we have too. Like there's pumpkin spice cannolis at Beelzebub's downtown. And really there's a flavor for everybody. And I'm really excited to try out all 19.
So let's talk about your journey. When did you, what made you into a vegan? How did you start that?
Yeah, so I was born and raised here in Springfield. So of course I grew up not knowing any other vegans, but I was just online
Of
and
course. I like how you said, of
yeah.
course.
But
But you were aware of the horseshoe, no doubt.
yes, no, I grew up eating all that stuff. I've lived more of my life non-vegan. But no, I was actually online and I saw a news article on the Yulin Dog Festival that they have in Korea. Sounds terrible. They eat dogs in the festival. And you hear a lot of bad news stories all the time. I just would have scrolled past like everybody else. But I saw one comment on it that really changed my mind. And it said, if eating dogs in Korea is wrong, then eating cows, pigs, and chickens should be wrong too. Go vegan. I thought, oh, that's a funny word. What does that mean? So I did my research. I learned that you can eat a vegan diet that's nutritionally adequate, can even have some health benefits. I learned how tasty it can be, how accessible the options were, even back then where there was so much fewer. And I was one of the few that actually went vegan overnight, and I was able to keep that going long term.
Wow, that you say one of the few, because that can be a challenge, right? I mean, you mentioned the education you have to do to make sure you're, getting the right mix of nutritional elements you need, vitamins and so forth. And I guess maybe more people transition a little slowly.
Yeah, exactly. And I do say I'm one of the few because I think when people hear vegan, they think, oh, I got to cut out all the food I like and I don't know what I'm going to cook and all this. But I really do agree with Vegan Outreach's approach. And they like using the term try vegan. We want people to feel, even if they're just eating meatless Mondays or one vegan meal, you really can make a difference with that. And for many, especially with busy lives, it's a lot easier to transition slowly, learn what some common recipes are, learn some basic ingredient swaps to make your favorite pizzas, burgers, things like that vegan. And that gradual approach is really helpful for many. So I don't want people to feel intimidated by feeling like they have to, go fully vegan overnight or anything like that.
If you're just joining us, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking about the Vegan Chef Challenge. It's underway right now in Springfield, and we're talking with Austin Simmons, who's an organizer for that with Vegan Outreach, a nonprofit advocacy organization that obviously encourages people to go vegan. 800-222-9455 if you want to join our conversation in about the next 5 minutes or so. Curious what the vegan dining options are like in your area if you have tried to go vegan, and maybe what that process was like for you. Again, 800-222-9455. So it sounds like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're sort of motivated more by the sort of animal, preventing animal cruelty aspect of veganism. What moves you? Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think I've always been interested in the environment and, just making a positive impact in the world ever since I was a young kid. But I think that veganism really is something I'm passionate about because it's simply so overlooked. When you, no matter what angle you look at it, of course, the animal issue is what I am most passionate about. We have tens of billions of land animals that are living on factory farms, and most of our food comes from those systems. But along with that, too, animal agriculture is one of the largest contributors to man-made greenhouse gas emissions, deforestation, water pollution. The vegan diet itself can be very healthy. A lot of people come to veganism for the health benefits. So, with so much to like about vegan lifestyles, it really always surprised me how inaccessible that it could be, or just how foreign eating vegan food could be when it has so many benefits. So I'm really passionate about it because of all those benefits and because it just needs a little bit more attention.
It seems like so many vegan people are passionate, almost evangelical about it in a way, right? Do you experience that, or do you ever get pushback from people?
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything in the vegan movement. I really try to be more the rational approach. I like to be welcoming to everybody. And when I came on board with Vegan Outreach, I knew it was the right organization for me because they're not going to be shoving signs in your face or anything like that. We're simply people that just want to make a positive impact in this world. We don't want to see animals suffer if they don't need to. And we enact our change by inspiring people to try vegan food and see how delicious it can be, rather than to make people feel bad about their current options that they're eating.
So how do you keep this challenge has been, I think it what is it last a month or it's been going on for a month? Like what how do you keep this going, right? How do you inspire these restaurants to keep these dishes on the menu beyond this time period?
Yeah, so our main way that we want to do that is by inspiring people to go to the website and vote. If they go to our website, veganchefchallenge.org/Springfield, you can see all the restaurants and even vote on your options afterwards. And it's not just one vote. We want you to vote on each dish you try and give the chefs feedback. So at the end of the challenge, they can see what you thought of it. And that honest feedback helps them tweak what, you know, kind of ingredients they use, and also to let them know what people want to keep long term. So I think when they really see the kind of turnout that they're getting and how passionate people are about these options, it's a no-brainer. They're going to leave that on the menu.
So, all right, I'm going to true confession time. Like I'm certainly, you know, support people wanting to go vegan. I personally come down a little more in the, I don't know if you ever watched that show Parks and Rec, but there's a scene, there's a character.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
he served a salad at one point and he says, "There must be some mistake. You've given me the food that my food eats." And yeah. So I wonder, how do you make that case? Make that pitch to the meat eaters listening to us right now. Give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will say this firsthand, if I'd eat salads every day, even with all the benefits, I don't think I would have made it 8 years. I eat salads maybe a couple times a month, if that. You know, I still eat pizzas, burgers, lasagnas, things like that every week. And if you look at our Chef Challenge website and all the menus, it's dishes prepared by chefs that you're going to recognize, but they're veganized. So vegan pizza, there's vegan burgers, there's samosas, there's desserts. It really can be whatever you make it to be. And if you want to eat greasy, fatty vegan food or Oreos or things like that, that can all be vegan too.
Oreos are vegan? Wait a minute.
Yeah, that one surprises people. But yeah, there's no milk, no eggs, nothing like that in it. It's totally vegan.
Okay, now I'll consider it. Last question. Like, what is the overall goal here, right? You want more vegan options available, more widespread. What, you know, talk about that accessibility for people, because this, again, this can seem daunting to try and get started with.
Yeah, exactly. So our organization's goal is to just end violence against animals. But a really effective way for people to do that is to try vegan. That doesn't mean you have to go vegan overnight like I did. Take those little steps. We actually have a 10 weeks to vegan program. They can find our website, veganchefchallenge.org/Springfield. And that's going to give you those incremental steps over 10 weeks on nutrition tips, easy recipes, things like that, that help make that transition easier. And you know what? Even if you never make the full transition, you should feel good that even if it's one meal a week or a whole day each week, you're still making a positive impact for the animals, your health, and the environment.
Austin Simmons is an organizer with Vegan Outreach. The Vegan Chef Challenge in Springfield is ongoing now. Austin, thank you so much for sharing your vegan passion with us today on the 21st show.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time.
And that's all the time we have for our program today. We love hearing what you think about what we have been talking about, whether it's today's show. Maybe you're a vegan. Maybe you would never consider being a vegan. Let us know what you think by leaving a voicemail at 217-300-2121, 217-300-2121, or maybe you have a topic suggestion for a future show. You can also email us. talk@21stshow.org is the address. talk@21stshow.org. That number, our email address, every other way to contact us, it's all on our website, 21stshow.org. Coming up on Monday's program, there is a summit on democracy and polarization in Springfield next week, Monday and Tuesday. It's sponsored by the University of Illinois System. And one of the keynote speakers is a political scientist named Sean Theriau. He's from Texas. He studies polarization in Congress. And sometimes he uses some unusual document sources to try and sort of get beyond the headlines stories about polarization in Congress. We're going to talk with him about his work, about specifically the sacking of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy this week, and what's driving our elected leaders further and further apart. That's coming up Monday on the 21st show. Before we go, I do want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. We've been on a bit of a hiatus with that, but we are finally cleared to get going again. I won't bore you with the full story, but you can join by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Our intern, I should say technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again Monday.